test 64, section 2, question 19. Here we're looking for the flaw and specifically how it is flawed by failing to take something into account. So the court analyst says that courts shouldn't allow DNA tests in criminal cases, and the evidence, that seems like our conclusion, there's considerable controversy among scientific experts about how reliable they are, unless there's widespread agreement in the scientific community about how reliable a certain test is. It is unreasonable for courts to allow evidence based on that test. So, conclusion, like we said, the overall conclusion is just they shouldn't allow the use of DNA tests in these criminal cases. And the evidence is that there needs to be widespread agreement about how reliable a test is, and there's considerable controversy among experts about how reliable. Now, this is one where I wasn't 100% sure when I first read it, because I thought, well, okay, that's a fairly decent argument, and so I didn't feel like it was bad. But as I read it, I said, okay, there's controversy among experts, but there could potentially be controversy among experts even with widespread agreement. And so the principle is widespread agreement. So all it was kind of a change in terms here. So I said, maybe let's look at that. So it says, courts have the authority to admit or exclude any evidence irrespective of what courts experts have to say. That isn't really the flaw. It's not about whether they have the authority to, it's whether or not they should. The standard against which evidence in a criminal case is measured should not be absolute certainty. Well, that is not what was stated in this passage either. It didn't say that there needed to be absolute certainty, just that there needed to be widespread agreement. Experts may agree that the tests are highly reliable while disagreeing about exactly how reliable they are. And this one I read and said, maybe. I mean, that does seem relevant, because you could have widespread agreement, but still some controversy, I suppose. And then, data should not be admitted as evidence in a court of law without scientific witnesses having agreed upon how reliable they are. Well, that, if anything, would kind of support that. And it's not about the witnesses. It's about widespread agreement in the scientific community. There are also controversies about reliability of evidence in non-criminal cases. Well, that might be great, but we really don't care about non-criminal for the purpose of this question. We're really only concerned with the criminal ones. And so therefore, answer choice C is going to be our best response here.